America's number one funny man.
Funny man.
What? Gentlemen, from LA to New York, Chicago to Mississippi. Let's give it up for America's number one funny man, Rodney.
What up, party people? It's your boy, Rodney Perry. You're tuned in to Rodney Perry Live. We do this like we do every day. Thank you to the folks that are just chopping up, joining us today. Miss Andromeda is in the building. How are you, sis? Canyon TV, good to see your icon as well. Thank y'all for chopping up and joining the YouTube. And really, really appreciate y'all for being, you know, mainstays in the show. Mad love, mad respect. The Bull Don Philly in the building. What's up, Philly? 215 in the building. I just got through playing Mad with my man, Toure, who is one of the kings of comedy right there in Philadelphia. Shouts out to Miss Alfreda joining us. Granny Wilds, I see you. I am great. I am great, Miss Andromeda. You and that Randy's guy tickled me the other night. I tell you what, y'all tickle old Rodney Perry. It's a pleasure to chop it up today. I got a new way to grab clips of the show, so we'll be grabbing some clips of the show today, and hopefully we have some memorable moments. But I'm sure that's gonna happen. Joining us, one of my comedy cohorts, compadres, had the chance to share stage with this man. He is bigger than me. Okay, Ivory is a cool about 6'2", 6'3", and it looked like Ivory can knock a motherfucker out. I'm just saying. I ain't seen it, but he seemed like a nice guy. But you don't want to get on the wrong side of this young man. Welcome to the show, Mr. Ivory Corley. How you doing, Ivory?
My man, Rodney Perry. What's good, sir? I ain't a
hey, man. Always a pleasure, Ivory, man. You one of my favorite comedians, man. Great spirit on that stage, man. How long you been doing it, Ivory?
Oh, man, today, believe it or not, is my 11-year anniversary today, bro.
Get out of here. I feel like yep. I've seen your whole career then.
Yeah, pretty much, man.
Yeah, man, I've been seeing you out in these streets for a long time. I would have put you at 15 or 20 by now.
Oh, man, I wish. I actually really only been doing it seriously about 5 or 6. I started out promoting shows.
Okay.
And then, and then I just, you know, just took it off because I started hosting my own shows.
I was about to say it just made sense after a while. Like, why not just hire myself?
Exactly. That's exactly right, man. Hey, man, it's a pleasure to be here, brother. You're one of my comedy heroes, man. You're in my top 5, dead or alive.
Just gonna well, put I'll that take out that, there. Ivory. That's an honor and a privilege. Thank you, thank you, thank you, brother.
You are a big influence, man, because you know, I love your physicality on stage. I love the stories, everything, man. You bring everything to life, man. So
wow, that's dope, Ivory, really man. Important. You know, as a comedian, I think that we should try to master different types of comedy,
right?
You know, whether that's crowd work or whether that's physicality or whether that's storytelling, you should be able to master several different things because you never know what you're to do on any given night. I had a AD work with me this weekend. He's like, anything you don't want me to say? I was like, nigga, we the same age. We grew up in the same era. You going to be all over my shit.
Right.
But I'm not going to ever take a joke from a comic because I got so many jokes.
Right. Well, you know, it's a lot of comedians out there, a lot of vets who really don't believe in themselves or believe in their craft as much as you do. That's got, you know, there's some pretty big names out there. They'll regulate you on what you can say and what you cannot say and stuff
right.
like that.
I mean, yeah, you know, I got some of my peers like, nah, dog, you don't give people that leeway, but I got more jokes to choose from. So
right.
I have to make a pivot. That's the easy pivot for me.
That's
ladies and gentlemen, joining us today. I met this lady during the pandemic on Clubhouse and I count her as a friend. She's an actor and just a dope, dope talent. I've seen her work, and she's dope as hell. Welcome to the show, Miss Lynette King. Miss King, how are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
You got your face beat this morning already?
It's not beat because I don't have on lashes, but I was like, you know, I'm going to be on the Rodney Perry show. Let me look like something.
Hey, I really appreciate that, man. You know, that's my new note to the people that come on and take look, make yourself look presentable, for God's sake.
Yeah, flick the crumbs out your eyes, something.
Get the coal out your eyes. How are you, Lynette? Yeah. A fabulous actor, and we're in the midst of a strike, man. Is the strike affecting you at all?
I'm in a safe place because I'm SAG eligible. So that means that I can still, I have opportunities to still work. However, I am not taking on any union gigs. So really, that part
is that what we have to do? Is that the rule?
Yeah, that's the rule. That's the rule. I mean, and
so you can work non-union, but you can't work union.
Correct.
Oh, okay.
Yep. And definitely right. Not anyone who's under that umbrella. You know, I'm not going to mention any names.
Me and my buddy had a conversation last night. First of all, I love being a comedian because when these times come, you just go work in the club. We're not union anyway. And so we're not scabs. We're not breaking the picket line, but we still get to go work. I got a play coming up, which is a whole nother ball of wax. I'm working on a play with my buddy Fred Hammond. And I'm super excited about that.
That's big.
It's called Hood Book. And, you know, talk to me about what's coming up next for you, man.
I actually booked a gig this week. So, and we shoot on the 23rd. So I'll be doing that. And it's a web series. Of course, I'm not going to give out too much information because there's that. But other than that, I'll probably be looking into other theater aspects or just writing and doing my own thing.
Now, have you ever thought about getting on stage as a stand-up? Because I see you, you know, when I see people, you know, popping in clubs and stuff, I'll be like, maybe one day.
You know, I have worked on some open mics doing stand-up, and that's only to work on my comedic timing for acting. I have been asked if I would do some comedy, and I was like, yeah, I'll give it a shot. I mean, I don't like really crossing genres too much because people take their craft seriously, and I would hope they do. And I don't want to be seen as, you know, you just playing around in the field and we out here cracking jokes for real. So, yeah, if I do it, it's going to be serious.
I don't know, Ivory. Do you look at it like that, man? I mean, I always like to see a new comedian, man. I mean, one of the few things you can do, and start wherever you are in life, right?
Right. I think funny is funny, man. I think, you know, I saw a lot of people took exception to T.I.
Yeah,
joining the ranks of stand up comedian, which I didn't have a problem with it at all. I thought the brother was in a good position to actually open the doors for us as a group. You know, he had the ability to probably build his own or get the funding for a major tour or maybe even a TV show. But, you know, the hate started coming from all over the place, and it kind of like put a damper on that to where people wasn't really taking
it. Right. I seen him say something at the outset when he first started. He's like, man, he's like, y'all need to use me as an ally. Y'all need to use me. If you can use me, use me. And, you know, my buddy Nav Green has benefited from him.
Mm-hmm.
Dutchess here in Atlanta has benefited from him. So shouts out to K-Dub, all these good comics that's getting some shine as a occupational hazard of being around, you know, a star.
Exactly. And, you know, a lot of them were trying to use that opportunity to flex on him to go for that viral moment, which is really counterproductive against the comedy game. So I feel like, you know, anybody, you know, it's a craft. If you want to study it, come on. I mean, my man Killer Mike came and he did like 10 minutes one night I was hosting at the.
Really?
Yeah, and he did really well.
The guy's such a great speaker. I wouldn't doubt he would be funny. And how about this? Black people are funny.
Period. Yeah. You got some of the best.
You know, you black, your grandmama probably funny, your auntie funny, your uncle funny. People are funny. Black people are funny people.
Man, we always got a story to tell, and we always got to tell it in our own way. And nobody can really duplicate that, man. You know, we don't only kind. You know, we don't people that that can put it out there like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Hey, y'all, my name is Rodney Perry. This is Rodney Perry Live. We do this every day. I reach out to my friends. I bring them on here, and we talk about whatever I feel like talking about that day. And here we go. This is episode 180 for me. 180.
Wow. Nice.
Shouts out to Rodney Perry Live. 80 shows this season. This is 180 total for the show. And here we go. Ivory and Lynette, do you love music?
Heck yeah.
Hey, man, that's a bigger part of my life is comedy, man. That's how I start my day.
What's up, Hot Good? I see you. Okay, let's talk about the music. You know, as a comedian, what's your song to walk out to?
Mr. Me?
Ivory.
Since I'm big and energetic and I love real, you know, like hip-hop with lyrical content, I'm always using Biggie Smalls, Notorious B.I.G.
Anything, oh, really?
Notorious B.I.G. because B.I.G., you know, he had that swag, man.
He made it cool to be a big guy.
Yeah, he made big dudes feel sexy, man, you know.
Why not? Why not Heavy D? Because he was light-skinned?
Oh, yeah, he was kind of, you know, Heavy D was there, but yeah, that light-skinned threw him off a little bit. It was kind of Albie Shorts.
Hey, Lynette, you're listening to music. You just throwing something on. What are you going to listen to? What's your go-to?
So my go-to before my auditions is I'm Every Woman. I'm Every
That's
Woman.
A song,
I don't care. I don't care if it's Chaka. I don't care if it's Whitney. It's I'm Every Woman.
Okay.
A lot of men in Atlanta use that song. Yeah.
Yeah, they do.
Is that right?
Yeah. It looks a little different, but they use it.
Hey, let me tell you something. It's crazy because, you know, if you like that song, you a guy, you really can't really bang that like that.
It's the one inside of him.
I'm a Virgo, so I feel like I can say it.
Yeah. I mean, you know, everyone has a person inside of them, and if you singing that song and you're a man, let your strong woman, the strength of the woman that's inside of you, move forth in greatness.
Hey, Hobgood said he listened to Mystical. Here I go. Okay, Mystical.
Yeah.
Mystical is in trouble again, ain't he?
Bless his heart.
Oh, my God.
You know, some people just can't get right.
Can't get right. And I met him. I've been around him. He's such a freaking nice guy. But, you know, nice guys take the cootie cat sometimes.
You know what's funny about that? This is a true story. Mystical was like one of the first celebrities I ever met when I moved to Atlanta back in 2001.
Okay.
And I came here by bus. And, of course, you know, right across the street from the bus station is Magic City.
Right.
So, while I'm waiting on my ride, it's about, I probably got here like 12:30. It was early in the day. And I got to the bus station and I said, oh, there's Magic City. I'm going to go to Magic City. It's open. I went
Why
in
not?
And went, and Mystical
and they got
was
great
there.
Wings. It'd be great lunch.
Exactly. And Mystical was there and he was the only one in the entire club, just me and him. And that kind of made me think.
He was there. He was at the club.
He was at the club by himself, 12 o'clock in the afternoon. Just me
Are
and
you
him.
Serious?
I swear to God, it was just
so
me.
So you
and
hung him. Out with Mystical your first day in Atlanta?
Yep.
That's nice.
That's insane.
But he was a nice guy. He was a nice guy, but I could tell he was into the ladies. You know, you up at 12 noon, the first place you're going is a strip club. You know, I was stranded, so I just figured it'd be a nice place to be stranded.
You was right there with him. I love
right
that. What a great story. Thanks for sharing. Ivory is in the building. All right. So the question, do you love music? It brings to mind a versus Luther versus Freddie Jackson. I remember this. I remember everybody talking about this when I was growing up. Luther and Freddie Jackson. Luther probably had a better career, bigger hits, but they were really battling at one point. Lynette, do you remember this back in the day?
I do remember. I remember growing up and, you know, back in the 80s and the 90s, it was like a big thing, especially like when you dealt with the choir and the band and, you know, well, who's the best and who can sound like Luther. And I don't really think too many people's trying to come off like Freddie.
Don't do that. You ain't got to ask you that.
I'm Luther by a landslide on that one, just because of the hits, the cadence, the improvising on stage, the band, everything. I mean, I've seen them both perform live, and Luther is definitely the man by landslide. Just performance wise, he always put on a hell of a show.
Luther puts on an incredible show. So did Freddie though. You know, I want to dance tonight. I want to dance tonight. That shit was a hit.
I think Nice and Slow was the only joint that I could ever nice truly say I liked about Freddie Jackson. Other than that, I don't know. He was kind of.
Take you back to the Slow Jam tape? Okay, let's talk about it right now, dog. You making a Slow Jam tape, Ivory? Who you putting on it? Like, and are there going to be any current artists on there?
Any current artists? Oof. Man, I'm listening to some of this current R&B, man, and it sounds like N.W.A. in the studio, man. It's just
they be going hard. I
really they be going hard. Fuck this chick. I can't stand this hoe and all this. I can't do that, man. It's just I'm trying to make love, not war, man.
I know. How about that? Hey, Lynette, you making your slow jam tape? Who you putting on there?
I don't know about any current artists because, well, you know what? You said make love and not war. Sometimes you want to make war in the bedroom. I'm hey.
Well, it depends. I don't want to fight in the bedroom.
Lynette trying to get choked.
A little bit. And it's okay.
Oh, God.
Stop yeah, I don't think I could choke her to a Luther song. That wouldn't be right.
Not hearing it.
It's a slow choke.
All right, first song on your slow tape, Ivory, give it to me.
I would probably play a little Isaac Hayes.
Isaac Hayes? Really? I don't even know no Isaac Hayes song except Shaft.
The Look of Love, man. The Look of Love is in. You got it. It's almost like 15 minutes, bro. So yeah, if you can last one. For Isaac.
All right, all right. You up? You up, Lynette? Who your first? Your first track on your slow jam tape?
I wanna freak you. I wanna freak.
Who is that? Who is that artist?
Who is that? Is that?
That's Jodeci.
Jodeci. That's right.
Jodeci.
Yeah.
Oh, she like to be made love too with Timberland boots on.
That's right.
You, like you gotta have some grip.
All right. I need who else you put on your joint?
Huh?
Who else you put on your slow jam tape?
I'm gonna go. I'll probably do a lot of little '90s R&B. I like Joe and Jodeci as well. You know what I'm saying?
I want to know what's on your mind, Joe.
Yep. And Avant. That I can free your mind.
Avant is a nice ass guy too. He's a great guy. He's
underrated, man. That dude is talented, bro. I think he just got overshadowed.
Here goes the Lynette King. Who is the most underrated female vocalist?
Brandy.
But Brandy's rated though. Brandy is heavily rated, right?
She's heavily rated, but people don't know her range. Brandy has range. She has a heavy, thick bottom.
I love her voice, man.
Yes. She is
so
thick.
So here's my Brandy story, guys. Here's my Brandy story. Back in the day, I used to do audience warm-up, right? And I had this joke about Brandy's eyes being far apart. And so I think she got wind that I was doing that joke. And no, I take it back. It wasn't Brandy. It was, what's the next top model girl?
Tyra Banks.
I was doing a joke about Tyra Banks' eyes being far apart. And I think she got wind of it and had me fired.
Wow.
Oh, no.
I remember. Wow. Joining us today. Welcome to the show, Mr. Hollywood Hopgood. Hopgood, you are in the building. How are you, sir?
I'm good, sir.
Hopgood, you putting together a slow jam tape. Who got to be on there? We got Jodeci. We got Joe. We got Isaac Hayes. Who got to be on there?
Oh, somebody said Joe. That's a good deal. Jagged Edge.
What song?
In the morning.
I don't even know how they go.
Badass.
In the morning?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what that means.
Right.
It's a bad song.
Rodney said that.
Oh, it stopped the album hard. The whole album is bad.
What'd you say? What's the average?
I said, I can't believe the only Isaac Hayes song you know is Shaft.
Damn,
dude, I'm an old man. And I remember because we had the record, and my grandmother would play it on that little thing. It was a piece of furniture and a record player.
Yeah.
And she used to play that. That was her only record. And she would play it all the time. But with the show, Hollywood Hopgood is in the building. Trina says, hi, Mr. Hopgood. Good morning.
Hey, Trina.
The ladies are saying hi. Granny Wilder says, what's up? So does Alfreda. Good morning, Mr. Hopgood.
Good morning, ladies.
Well, damn, I didn't get a good morning.
They didn't say nothing to you, Hop.
I said good morning to you.
No, thank you, baby girl. I appreciate you.
Ivory, are you single out here in these comedy streets?
No, man, I am locked down. Operation lockdown, gang.
Yeah, that's why I ain't say good morning.
I bet your wife coming up with a rolling pin to my son. You want a good night, huh? You want somebody to say hi to you?
You standing
How many
over
years,
there,
Ivory? How many years y'all got?
Oh man, we are brand new. We just celebrated our second anniversary in April.
Congratulations, club, man.
Yeah,
a man that finds a woman finds a good thing. God bless y'all, man. I wish y'all all the luck and blessings in the world.
Well, I didn't find a bunch of junk then.
I found it my first time around at 51 years old, man. So,
oh damn, you sound like me.
Hop good and know this shit. He got it
yeah,
right.
My shit was like yow off the paper. My shit was like yow.
She's 10 years younger than me too, man. And she is
Yeah.
A 30-year-old woman and he 51. I was like, nigga, you a fucking idiot.
Hey man. Listen, I applaud you, sir.
Oh my god. I didn't think it was gonna be that big of a challenge.
All right, guys, play a game. Name of the game is One Gotta Go. I'm going to give y'all some options. Y'all tell me what's got to go off the list.
Let's do it.
One Gotta Go. Coffee, tea, juice, or soda. One Gotta Go.
Soda.
Tea. You taking tea out of there, Hopgood? Ivory, what you taking out of there?
I'm taking the coffee out. I'm a soda junkie.
Y'all took something different. I'm going to take that damn tea off. I don't give a damn about no tea.
You know what? Can I reconsider? Because you're right. I can't remember the last time I had a glass of
coffee. When last time you done this?
Yeah, you know.
I definitely ain't drinking no the high hell ass tea. If I drink tea, it's going to be some sweet tea. Here we go. One got to go. Books, movies, TV show, or video games? One
video
go.
Video games.
Wow, y'all so disrespectful to the gamers out there.
That's fine.
I'm sure they wouldn't notice.
I play video games every day. For me, it would be probably books. I don't read as much as I should.
I'm sure the gamers wouldn't even notice anyway. My son's
right.
Like he working a full-time job back there.
Hey, man, some of them is working, man. Money. He might be getting paid. He might be developing some shit. All right. One gotta go. Music. Art, sports, or cooking?
Oh, man. Come on, Rodney.
Music, art, sports, or cooking?
Wow. But what music, what kind of art?
Yeah.
I'm thinking painting. I'm thinking paintings.
Oh. Still hard, though. How about me? I don't want to be here if it ain't that. I'm serious.
No,
yeah. What about me? I want to go there. I can't have them.
Yeah, wow.
I'm not going.
A new game. Okay, great. All right. Lynette, music, art, sports, or cooking?
Je ne comprends pas.
Sports.
I'm not
French a little bit in there.
Yeah, I'm not. I would go with sports, but I love boxing and I love football. So
really,
I do.
You a football girl? Are you a fan of the Chiefs? Because you're from St. Louis, right?
No, sir. I'm from Kansas City. Yes, I am a fan of the Chiefs.
Kansas City. What did yes. I say? I just made
she
up.
Said, she said, "Yeah, she got."
Yeah, we get a little. We get a little. All
right, here goes, guys. Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, or TikTok. One gotta go.
Snapchat.
Really? My kids will not do it without Snapchat.
People use Snapchat for the filters. And yeah. I'm sorry, I want to know what you kind of look like.
Like Yo Gotti say, filters and angles.
How about that? I hate when a girl like want to take a picture of me and she pull up to take a selfie and it's got my fucking eyelashes and some dumb shit.
Let's go. Baby doing his dirty.
Be looking Chinese.
Right.
Here we go.
Like with the Bambi eyeballs and all that. Yo, take all that off.
Take that off, please.
The flower wreaths.
I got my homegirl. She always put a filter on her face. I'm like, your face is fine. What are you doing?
Right.
All right, here goes. Pancakes, waffles, French toast, or eggs Benedict. One gotta go.
Unless I hit this Mega Millions tonight, I'll bring tea back and eat the eggs.
I ain't never had no chicken and eggs.
It's not a good feeling in your mouth.
Yeah, you're right.
Rock, hip hop, or country. One gotta go.
Rock.
Is it like for 25?
Damn.
Is it like hard metal rock?
Yeah.
Rock is rock.
No,
it's not.
It's not.
But rock became R&B, didn't it?
Like Stevie Nicks. Like Fleetwood Mac.
Soft rock, there's different types of rock.
Mm-hmm.
All of it got to go if y'all say so.
No. Country would have to leave for me. I can't do
that. Yeah, I can do... That's hard.
I love a good country song. If they talking about a truck and a broken heart, I'm here for it.
One of my favorite movies is, right?
I can't see that far. I'm faking.
Brian says all that stuff belongs to us, but country gotta go.
Yeah. I grew up in South Carolina, and I've had some bad experiences with country music. You hear country music
blasting, it's time to go.
Something bad about to happen.
Yeah, you think you're about to get hung or something?
It's time to go.
Don't hang them. Goodness gracious. Andromeda says, "I love country music."
That's right. Hi, Andromeda.
You hear
it? Here goes a round of this or that. This or that. Coffee or tea? Coffee or tea? I think y'all are clear on that.
No, tea. Tea for me. I like herbal tea. I love it. Just does something to you.
It makes you calm down.
Yeah, it puts you in a zen place.
My mother used to drink this stuff called celestial tea.
Yes.
They still around. They got sleepy time. It's good, but I wouldn't throw coffee away for it.
Jeff Brown said, "You're supposed to love country. It's yours."
Well, I understand that. But my experiences with country music has made me fall out of love.
Mm.
And I'm in love with coffee because my wife recently got turned on to this place called Starbucks.
Oh no!
Yeah, and I'm ordering all kind of unmanly shit over there.
Yeah, that's a crackhead addiction.
Let me get the hibiscus peach. The hibiscus peach spritzer with.
All right, here we go, guys. Cats or dogs? This or that?
Dogs.
I like them both, but right now I'm in a dog phase.
Is that an actual dog or a puppet?
No, this is an actual dog.
That might be the worst looking dog I've ever seen in my life.
Don't do my dog.
You just did your dog. Talking about you would take a cat.
Let's put that dog on the screen. Let's see it.
He says, what is he?
He's a toy poodle. He's having a bad hair moment because he broke his paw and can't go to the room.
Oh my gosh. I'm about to
How
call
do you do that? Jumping
BSS.
Off like the couch?
Jumped off the bed.
She brought a cat over there.
You got one of them grandma high ass beds, don't you?
No, it's not. But he shouldn't have been up there.
Rodney, she brought a cat over there. She brought a cat over there. The cat and the dog had a fight. And she told him, "You better not tell."
You about to be on an investigation with Peter if they see this video.
I agree. The ASPCA calling. Beach vacation or mountain retreat.
Treat for me. I'm into my quiet time now.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I've been there, done that with it, all the other, you know, the excessive outside world activities.
Get out of here.
I guess it's
Lynette, beach vacation or mountain retreat?
I love the beach. Oh my goodness. It does something to me. The sound of the water, you can go in there. You might be able to just stand there and see, you know, marine life come to you. It's beautiful, especially in Barbados.
I don't know about that because that, you know, I don't like sand in my ass.
Gritty.
I can't stand it. All right. Hollywood, beach vacation or mountain retreat?
Beach vacation.
You know how good I would think you would like the mountains. Like you seem like a outdoor dude.
I mean, the beard says that, but I mean, I like a beach vacation because now I've been working out a little bit, body looking pretty halfway decent. So yeah, I'd want to.
You want to go out there and represent?
You just give yourself a compliment, how good? Did you just shout yourself out?
And he felt on himself too. He was.
Yeah, I was.
All right, who is that? Join us. Uh-oh, stop right there. He's in the building. Jeff Brown, how are you, buddy?
Young man, this has been far too harmonious. This has been far too harmonious.
Why so?
Legend, GB in the building.
What's going on, Ivory?
D-Militant of Rodney Perry Show.
How's it working? How's it working, Ivory?
Oh, man, working like Rodney Perry. Thank you so much, brother.
Yes.
You are looking at one of the first students of the Uncle Jeff's Comedy Kung Fu School.
Thank you, Sensei.
I realize he can whoop some ass now. I told him that when we started the show.
Yes. This is Uncle Jeff's Comedy Kung Fu School. Ivory's a defensive man, the dope dude. Anyway.
Hey, I was watching a video this morning about how Bruce Lee, when he came to America, he came to Oakland, and he was hanging around black dudes. His first students were black.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Whenever you are close to your roots, you're close to black people because that's where your roots came from. You're just trying to get back home. Anyway, what were we talking about? Number one, hey, Sister Lynette.
Hey, how you doing?
I am well. I'm running for emperor. Because the president's not going to work. We need an emperor. And I have a bit of bad news for you.
For me?
Yes. All small dogs that belong to black women will be put to death.
Well, he's a handicap now.
Wait a minute.
Well, what about us?
I got a small dog. Is it safe? Hold on.
Because I got four small dogs and we fight.
Okay. Well, here. You can fight. You can fight. But we're going to trank you. Because we love you. We're going to trank you and get rid of them dogs. And what we're going to leave you with is a dog that you're supposed to have, which is a dog that can
because they already know.
Your security is out of balance. You ain't supposed to scoop them dogs up if somebody come in. The dog's supposed to be dead.
Oh, he going to get you.
That dog going to get you. I don't like big dogs because big dogs make big dookies.
Okay. Well,
oh my goodness.
Well, you're a man. You got big hands. Put your big hands in a big bag and pick that.
I don't want to feel no dookie oozing through my fingers.
Okay. Well, remember, I said the bag. I didn't say squeeze.
Hey, you got to change his diet if you got that going on.
Jeff Brown. Yes, sir. Thank you for joining us.
Yes.
This or that. We're playing this or that. Pizza or burgers? I know you're a vegetarian.
Yes.
But you got to pick one.
If one got to, I'm from Chicago, man.
It ain't one got to go. This is this or that. Either one.
Oh, this or that. Oh, for me, absolute. Oh, shit, that's hard. Again, I'm from Chicago. Pizza. Nobody makes better. I've been around the world. Nobody makes better pizza.
I love Chicago pizza.
Yeah, I do.
My buddy Jameek out there in New York hates Chicago pizza.
He hated it because it tastes better than New York pizza.
That's what it is. That Giordano's changes my life.
iPhone or Android? iPhone, Android, Jeff Brown?
iPhone or Android? Android, because I cannot pay $1,500 for something I know only costs $6 to reproduce. So, yeah.
wow, how about that? Lynette, iPhone or Android?
Android all day. I ain't got time to be playing with the iPhone. iPhone ain't nothing but a downgrade to Android anyway.
Why you got to make all these different faces when you talk about iPhone? Tell a black girl. Ivory, iPhone, Android.
I'm an Android man, but I do currently have an iPhone because my wife made me convert.
So yes, welcome, Ivory. Welcome over here, man.
I'm about to get one. I'm about to reluctantly get one.
Don't be reluctant, Jeff Brown. Hey, Hollywood Hopgood, iPhone, Android.
Now, all these Android folks know good and well the Android is like the EBT of cell phones. You couldn't get an iPhone, so quit.
Wow, that wasn't nice. Okay.
Can anybody
quit
hit that
back? You know that it was hard to get an iPhone when they first came out. I had one since iPhone 1. So stop it.
Hit that back, Jeff Brown.
I'm going to hit that back. Brother Hopgood.
Here we go.
And that's my, by the way, Hopgood, from what I can see of you, if I lived anywhere near you, we would hang out like horse thieves. But
Hopgood's a great guy.
I gotta ask you which iPhone version do you have?
I have a 14.
A 14. Could you tell me how much more you use the 14 with features than you did the iPhone 5?
The gig storage, because I got more, I got all my music on it. The
what phone. Are you trying to get to, Jeff Brown?
The fact that most people use technology at less than 15% of what it does, and then they keep upgrading for no real apparent reason other than the fact that the coders make the code to make the device work slower and heat up.
It's like, but the gig storage I have for my music, I do a lot of my editing on there for my memes, for my social media, and hell, I can damn near run my business through my iPhone.
Sure.
Now.
Sure.
He's
sure.
saying you could do that from any phone.
You can.
Yeah, I just don't want to. I just don't want to have a brick phone of an Android. I'm sorry.
Hey guys, I'm an iPhone
but
guy.
You got a 10 and a screen.
And I like the iPhone because I have other Apple devices and they all talk to each other seamlessly. That matters to me.
Okay, well, I'm a Mac dude. I'm a Mac.
I got my Mac right here too,
brother. I tell people there's something you can buy that gets rid of all of your PC problems. They call it a Mac.
Yeah, the Mac is a beast.
It's a monster. But the phone.
But you don't want an iPhone.
No, I don't want an iPhone, Rodney. No, I'm gonna get an iPhone. The dude that I study with, my chess master, has an old iPhone. He got like a 10 or an 11 that there's something wrong with it. He's gonna sell it to me for $50. I'm gonna take it to a repair place. They're going to probably get it back up and running for another 150. So I got an 11 for $200. That's me. I'll get out like that. But I ain't finna roll in and give you no, bruh, what? No, I know how much
R&B,
you paid for it.
I've been waiting for Derek, man. He told me he would be here, but something probably happened, man. He's a great guy. I really was looking forward to having him on today.
I like
Shout
that
out
arm,
to D.
Arm,
Hurl, one of Chicago young, cold-ass comedians, man. I love that guy. But he did not, in fact, make it today. He did not.
Did you get that link I sent you this morning, Rodney? I was up early.
I did. Who is that lady?
Says what she want to say. She is out of Modesto, California. I talked to her yesterday for about 45 minutes. She's on the cusp of getting her. She's a professional counselor. She's on the cusp of getting her own show. And if you look at her clips, she's a
So you trying to hit goon. That? What you trying to do?
No, I'm not trying to hit that. She's just creative. She's a creative, and I just love her energy.
She lives in
So you wouldn't hit it?
No, because we're going to be doing some business together. That wouldn't be But I mean, she's attractive.
Hopgood, he's just trying to start some
I know
shit
he's trying
in
to go.
The
I
Hopgood
know he's,
house.
I know he's doing.
I just want to know what's going on, because she was kind of cute. I was like, I see what you're doing, Hopgood.
Okay.
I see what you're doing.
Because Miss, he got the fresh Mrs. Hopgood.
No, she's not fresh, and I don't have her anymore. Jeff, where are you located, Jeff?
I'm in shock, nigga. That's where I'm located.
No, where are you located in the world?
Pasadena, California.
Okay, you're in California. Okay, she's in Modesto.
Oh, yeah, Modesto. But see, here's the deal with California. People forget it is the left side of the country, and that white people, that's why the states get bigger as you go west, because whitey figured out how much land there was. That's why Vermont is only this big and Texas is huge. Because they said, wait a minute, we can steal how much? So the whole left side of the country, with the exception of Washington, is California. So Modesto is like, what, Rodney, about 6 hours? 5-6 hours
at least,
in a car?
Something
at
like least. That.
Wow.
Hey, Jeff, what's your take on the whole thing with the AI? Are you a proponent of AI or not?
Not at all.
Me either.
Not at all. I can't see how people enjoy the Terminator. How people there are people who are considered smarter than me. What's this guy's name? Elon Musk, who says, "Look, this shit ain't what you think it is. There, how about the stories of AI having to be shut down because it started writing code that the smartest people in the world didn't know what it was? How about the stories of AI trying to hack NORAD?"
Yeah,
y'all don't y'all. Okay
I'm saying,
with
is,
all
is that
shit.
True though? I mean, that was a movie.
Okay,
no,
well,
no, these are stories, brother. Google AI attempts to hack NORAD, and you tell me what you get.
I'm with you 1,000%. I believe
I think it's already among us, though. It's already integrated into what we do every day.
Okay, walk into the flame since it's already lit.
Well, is anybody a fan of Will Chamberlain?
I mean, it lit the fire.
Are any of y'all a fan of Will Chamberlain?
I am barbecuing.
Yeah. I am.
I'm a huge fan of Will Chamberlain. He has a documentary out on Showtime called Goliath. He's talking all throughout the documentary, and they said they used AI to recreate his voice.
Oh, really?
Yes. And it sounds just like him, and I'm like, I'm done. That was it for me.
Lord, Sister Lynette, you can get up and sit down as much as you
want. Boy, didn't she? She got a big shitter.
Yeah, you know what, Sister
Lynette, talking about that
Sister Lynette, if there are any chores you need to do and come back and forth, you feel free to do that as much as you like. God damn it, I don't know. I'm sorry to the LGBT community.
That was my hip. That was my hip.
What you don't want to do is that
look like two times
live and in person. It's very quite impressive,
brother. I don't. I didn't. If God then sent a woman here.
Granny Wilder said she's a huge fan of AI.
They're going to make a whole nother Granny Wilder. She's going to be sitting there with a lip stuck out.
Well, right. Granny Wilder's going to be finding herself on a porn site getting down and not getting paid. Boy, with AI.
What?
Okay.
Yeah.
They're
already making porn with people.
They've
been doing that
real,
for
okay, that I'm into.
No, no. If you put yourself on AI, and then they take you and put you on backstrokes.com. Then,
not a fan because it's taking her job. That's
okay.
Oh, well, okay. She said
okay,
not.
Well, wait a minute. Oh, okay. Wait a minute. Let's go back.
To the porn stuff. I knew you was.
Lynette, I'm a grand connoisseur of fine porn. Could you tell me where there is AI produced porn? Now that I watch.
Yeah, I know it's probably, so I know a man in Canada just got arrested and charged for creating kitty AI porn. So it's a thing.
I know you can create animated characters that look like real.
Yeah, that's
real.
Cartoon. No, that's something different. Okay. Let's go back to
Jeff, you give too much into the porn. You're scaring me. You're scaring me.
Oh, bro.
That's a safe word.
AI taking your job, Granny. I got bad news for you. Robots do jobs. You better follow your purpose. You better follow your purpose, sis. Your purpose is not a job. The creator didn't put you here for that. You better find out what it is, because that's the only thing going to save you.
Wow.
It's kind of scary, man. Just the possibilities
I'm not a fan.
Yeah, I mean, and when you start hearing about what's happening in the industry, like, I believe people have been using the stuff for years.
Mm-hmm.
I think, anybody that's telling you they're writing a bunch of scripts with no help,
they lying. I believe it, too.
I think Tyler Perry must use a lot of AI.
AI is too smart to write the bullshit he comes up with.
I'm
not going to keep letting
him. It's mediocre.
The smirch in that man's name.
Brother, I love his
slander.
I love his factory. I hate his cookies. I love his factory.
I enjoy some of his cookies.
Some of his cookies.
Not at all.
The family that prays together stays together. That was a great movie.
The one with Taraji. That was
favorite.
Great.
I like the Madea movies. I think they work.
I think his talent is a million volts of lightning that should be looking for somewhere else to strike.
Mm.
I think that Tyler Perry should turn himself over to an Antoine Fuqua. to a Spike Lee and let Spike shape what it is that he does. And now you're talking about something. His now, writing.
I don't know. Somebody Jeff, gonna find I, Jesus. I rarely do this, but I'm gonna have to disagree.
Okay.
I think Tyler Perry is serving an underserved group, and that group is don't get no love and no service. And now because of Tyler Perry, they're getting service.
Oh, he's definitely opening a lot of doors. Man.
Hold on a second.
He's reviving Comic View.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Okay. Hold on a second. Does Crooklyn serve black people? Does A Raisin Crooklyn in the Sun serve black people?
Crooklyn's a great film.
Yeah, great
Crooklyn
film.
Is a great movie.
So I'm not talking about, and it is, it isn't who he's serving. It is what he is serving them.
Hmm.
That's my issue. It ain't who,
the family that prays together.
But we're all entitled to our palate. We're all entitled to eat whatever we want to eat.
Only black people are asked to affect all of blackness. White people are never asked to do that. You can have a niche as a white person and never venture outside of that.
I don't know if that's a fair comparison. I don't argue that. I mean, and again, Tyler Perry is fine until I'm elected emperor. Then he
now you know, so know
that, is that an elected office?
Yeah, no. Y'all gonna this gonna get bad enough to where you see that Jeff Brown is on some shit, and I'm going to be elected emperor. And it's not that Tyler Perry will be out of the business; he will just have to work with great filmmakers. In my opinion, I'm emperor.
Tyler, Rodney. So he's getting ready to revive Comic View in Atlanta, and he's tapped T.I. How you feel about that?
I'm not mad at it. I mean, T.I., well, it's a Kevin Hart project.
Yeah.
And Kevin Hart and T.I. are in business, you know. And T.I. had like five people under him that he got on the show. I'm not mad at that at all.
Not at all.
I think
you
it's
didn't
gonna
say Kevin Hart.
We've been missing Comic View. Comic View launched some great careers.
It really did. It's phenomenal.
It is unsung.
I don't care about a new Comic View. I just want to see the tapes, the old Comic Views, get a life on Sirius or somewhere, because that would be some residual income for myself.
How about that?
Yes, that's why I was leading up to. They need to bring the alumni Comic View back. I was leading up to that.
Let me close this door. I'm torturing.
Yeah, I definitely agree. It was phenomenal. I began sitting in the audience for Comic View when I was in college, when I worked in radio. And it was just a great experience. Like Miss Laura Hayes, who I just spoke to yesterday, phenomenal, like great experience, great
lady,
people.
Man.
Yeah, she's wonderful.
Alfred just bought BET. Is that true? Because I heard that deal wasn't done last week.
Ooh,
the BET deal?
Yeah, I heard they were talking about it, but it wasn't done.
I haven't heard that.
All I know is the Atlanta comedians did a great job of keeping it a secret from the other comics, because we didn't know anything about any auditions or anything.
I don't think it was any auditions. I think they just handpicked a handful of comics. Mm-hmm. I know some of the people that got picked. I know LeVar Walker got picked. I know Nav Green got picked. I know Dutchess got picked. E. Dutchess got picked. But those were the people that came out of T.I.'s camp.
Right. So, you know, stop hating on that man, because he's opening doors for people who probably wouldn't have got these situations otherwise. You know what I'm saying? Or not at this particular time. Eventually, they would have got these shots. But he's making it move a lot faster for a lot of people, man. And
I'm saying that because I'm getting into acting. I'm speaking into existence, because I am going to get into acting.
Where are you?
What you going to do? What you want?
Right now, I'm gonna be in your Rodney. It's looking like I'm gonna be in your city for a month.
Oh, nice!
You better find
ATL
Rodney.
Shouted.
So here's what's going on. I can't tell everything right now. There was 1,100 people they picked. They're down to 30. I'm sorry, and I'm one of the 30.
Congratulations!
On a reality show.
Oh yeah,
sir.
Reality.
Oh, okay.
My man.
All right. Good view, Hopgood. I think that'll be a good look, man.
That's real.
I think
smart.
It will too. I got to sit 4 hours in front of a camera Friday, so we're gonna see.
Hopgood. Don't smashing them girls on there.
Oh no!
Oh,
the Hopgood of Love Show.
You can't be wonderful either, though. You got to find some. You gotta be controversial.
I'm gonna be Hollywood. I'm gonna be all of me. They're gonna get all of this.
Hop good.
They're gonna get all of it.
I can't tell you what to do, but I'd tell you what I'd do if I was you.
Okay, go ahead.
If I was you, I would find the best acting coach where you live. Mm. And I would not let that person breathe until I was the undisputed heavyweight champion of acting where you live right now. Because with your look, bruh, you know how many, I don't know if you want to play them, gangsters, judges. Think of Delroy Lindo. I think you would.
That's an unsung guy.
I would read you, if I was a casting director, not ever seeing you at your type, nigga, how I'm gonna make a movie with shooting and gangsters and don't bring this dude in?
And it's funny you should say that. The casting director said that my reel that I sent in, and they were looking at my Instagram, they said that popped off the screen in my style and some of the stuff I was saying.
Bruh, that's why I'm telling you now. The last thing you want is to be stuck with this title. Talented, but green.
Mm.
Because acting is a job. Rodney can attest to this. Rodney been in shit. I suck as an actor. I'm not an actor.
You do not.
I am not an actor.
You do not.
I cannot do that. I'm too arrogant to lend myself entirely to another person. Is that as funny as I think it is? Anyway.
Yes.
Hopgood, bruh. I'm just this creator just throwing.
Everybody stop right there.
Oh shit.
They was asking about him. He's finally made his way to the shot. He came in. He's coming in from the Midwest, a different time zone. Welcome to the show. What's up, bro?
What's happening, family?
Hey,
your fans in here. Like, where's D Hurl? I thought Derek was coming in. I was like, I don't know what that nigga is.
Man, sorry. I'm sorry, y'all. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning,
bro.
Hey, Jeff Brown, this young man is funny as all get out, man.
Okay. All right, young Jedi. That's what's up.
Yeah, he's one of those guys, man. I had a chance to see him when I was in Chicago probably about a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
And we've been just staying connected ever since, man.
He's from the city?
Mr. D. Hurl, Derek Hurley, man. Are you in any relation to Steve Silk Hurley?
I get that a lot, man. I wish I would. I should just start lying and saying I am, for real.
Might as well.
I know.
I would be so excited. I'd be like, oh, shit, really? I would have done the whole thing.
Years ago.
There would be so much propaganda. Yeah, he was married to my niece. And then there's some shit. Make him feel uncomfortable. Yeah, the family doesn't speak about that. Just say shit like that.
Yeah, Chris Tucker said he was Vic Damone Jr. I would try it.
Vic Damone Jr.
Vic Damone Jr.
Then they're going to try to give me some turntables and try to make me spin, and I'm going to mess up right there. They're like, yeah, you ain't no relation.
You just related. Here we go.
Imposter.
Yeah, I don't do all that.
Here we go, guys. We're winding down, coming down to the last few minutes of the show. Let's do another quick versus. Okay. House music versus R&B. House music versus R&B. Are you a house music person, D. Hurley?
Yeah, I do like house. I like some nice Chicago house, man. I like hanging with the old folks, stepping. I like some house, man. I ain't gonna lie.
Oh, you know how to step?
Oh, yeah, man. I know how to step. I cut a rug. Put me some dress.
The only thing about Chicago dudes will dance.
Some thick and thin.
Yeah.
The most gangsterous Chicago dude will be out there, but getting it.
Two stepping.
Bruh, together. Together back in the day. Brothers used to perfect
I just got my first pair of Jordans. That's only because when I was a kid, I was wearing Stacey Adams everywhere.
Boy, I was Stacey Adams too. Long besides Morris Day made Stacey Adams cool.
I'm sorry, no. Willie Howard Cottle, my granddaddy made Stacey Adams cool, Doc. No, I'm sorry. In Chicago, we wasn't waiting on nobody for Stacey Adams. I couldn't wait till my foot was big enough to get a size 7. That was where we started.
All right, how about that? Hey, guys, who is a better crackhead, Chris Rock or Gator, Sam Jackson? No, that's not Sam Jackson.
Yeah, that was Sam Jackson.
Chris Rock probably landslide because Chris Rock changed the crackhead culture. Anybody you know that was on crack, you call him Pookie.
That's a great point.
That's true.
But
that's
true. Hater was such a great crackhead. He was, come on, mama, give me some money, mama. Come on, mama.
And Gator okay. had that. But then, he was broke. Shake, like,
you know I do it. Nah, bro.
Don't make me go out there and beat up some old woman.
Now we talked about this earlier with Hobgood with regard to acting. Okay. Pookie, Chris Rock, got into character. Gator, Sam Jackson, was coming from a crack house to the set. So he was method acting.
He was in character.
He was in character. That nigga
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah, so he wasn't still getting hot in, was he?
Yes.
Yes, he was.
Yeah. Wow. Well, he was on that Heron, as the old folks say.
Great scenes with him and
Ozzy.
Wesley Snipes, man. Such a great scene. Him and Ozzy Davis and his mama.
Ozzy Davis
was
running for Father of the Year.
These three words,
he was not.
Man, Sam Jackson was living out his true life at that point.
It was. Right.
That's wild.
And you think he's had a 30-year career after that?
Mm. On Magic Johnson's boat right now.
No
one. He is. I just saw the pictures.
With Michael Jordan.
No one has been in more movies that grow. No, no one has been in movies that have grossed more money. Sam Jackson.
I think Harrison Ford just passed him with this last Raiders of the Last Ark.
Oh, okay.
Oh, the last Indiana Jones.
Here's why Harrison Ford said
he did an interview. He's like, I'll pass him next summer because I got another a Marvel movie.
And how many of those movies were franchises named with Sam Jackson as the main character? Sam Jackson has been
in two franchises.
No, that's not my point.
No, he's talking about co-stars.
Lost Ark is for Harrison Ford. Mm-hmm. Sam Jackson is so bad that ain't none of this for me. I'm just gonna come in here and turn it all out.
Right.
Over and over, and over and over and over.
Right.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm being militant right now. Nobody is as bad.
No, I love Sam too.
Right.
Shouts out to the Ghetto Cookie Church. So y'all leave Roddy Perry alone. He was in a Tyler Perry movie. Stop.
Facts.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
That is a fact.
That is a fact.
Shouts out to Tyler Perry.
Salute to Tyler.
I had a talk with an actor. Like, man, I don't want to do no Tyler Perry movie. I was like, maybe you're the one that changes his the way he creates. Maybe you're that guy.
Yeah. No, I'm not. I'm not.
Hell, I got a script for Tyler Perry.
Man, I love Jazzman's Blues. That last one that I saw. Baby.
What is that?
I won't say it's his most recent, but it's the one that during the pandemic everybody was talking about.
Jazzman's Blues. Okay, young lady. I'm going to watch Jazzman's Blues.
That was a good movie.
I vouched for it too.
You vouched for it too? Oh, yep. Great. Then you can split the cost. If this wastes 2 hours of my time, I'm gonna charge you at $50 an hour, and each of you owe me $50.
I'll just come cut your grass if you don't like it. How about that?
Okay, I'm out here in LA. Don't no grass grow out here.
I think you'll be surprised that it's a Tyler Perry movie.
Thank you all for coming on Rocking With Your Boy today. My name is Roddy Perry. This is Roddy Perry Live, the podcast. Ivory, how do we stay in touch?
Say what? I didn't hear you, brother.
How do we stay in touch?
Oh, yeah. You follow me on Instagram at Ivory the Comic. That's IBORY, just like the soap, the comic on Instagram or Facebook.
I like when the soap floats. Hey, yo, Lynette King, man. Thank you for coming on. How do we stay in touch? You're on mute, baby.
Because my dogs was cutting up. You can follow me on Instagram at Lanette_King81. That's LANETTE_KING81 on Instagram. And then everything else you can follow from my link on that.
And do you have Lynette, aka Junk in the Trunk?
I do not. I have all this wagon that I'm dragging.com.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah.
Good for you. Yeah. Hollywood, I'm good. Always a pleasure to see you, brother. Thank you for popping in.
Thank you.
Well, how do people stay in touch, bro?
Hollywood Hop _06 to the frat. Charles L. Hop Good on Facebook.
Gotta get him back on. D. Hurl came through with the Hail Mary, man. Appreciate you popping in. Hey, bro, how do we stay in touch?
Oh, yeah, check me out on all platforms. D. Hurl Comedy. That's D. Hurl Comedy. I'm also currently touring with my cousin Tierra. We got City Winery next, St. Louis and Chicago, August 4th and August 5th. Check us out, yo.
Oh, get out. So you out there with Gina G.
Yeah, Gina G. Yeah, she the host with the most. That's my girl. That's my teammate.
The best, man. She came on yesterday. I had no idea y'all was out there together. And yeah. Who is Tierra? I need to meet this young lady, man. They say she's funny.
Yeah, my cousin Tierra from the west side of Chicago, doing her thing, selling out on a National Comedy Club tour. Got like almost 100 dates this year.
Good for her, man.
Been selling out all the improvs, all the funny bones. So, yeah, she definitely been doing her thing. Good
for her. I love that. And it's dope that she showed you some love. You saw her from the beginning.
From the beginning, yeah, from the beginning.
Hey, that's dope, D, man, because I know you a fucking beast out there. Everybody ain't trying to have no beast go before them.
For real, man. Your boy done got better.
Good for you, man.
Yes, sir.
Hey, join us, the legend himself. One of a handful of people that have won the Bay Area Black Comedy Competition. I carry that distinction as well.
Yes,
Uncle do. Jeff Brown in the building. How are you, Jeffy?
Hey,
how,
man.
How do people stay in touch?
Thank you for having me with my disrespectful, disruptive ass. Tomorrow at 6 p.m., I had to move it because I'm on D.L. Hughley morning show, radio show with that bastard. Giraffe Balls. I get high as Giraffe Balls tomorrow night at 6 and talk about whatever young brothers want to talk about. And then Sunday, every Sunday, noontime, L.A. time, I invite you to come to where I am the pastor of the First Church of Holy Shit. Somebody fucked up and told me God was everywhere, so I pray from here. Saves me 10%. I never miss a game. And I invite you to save 10% on your soul insurance by switching to Don't Go and come on in here and talk about God for real.
Wow. Always a pleasure, man. I love
you. Not Geico, but Don't Go.
Don't Go.
Oh, okay. Hey,
my name is Rodney Perry. What a great show today. Thank you guys, each and every one of you, for coming in. And that is it.
Get ready for America's number one funny man. What?